right, Donald. Well, you know, you can use that one you got. You don't need to. You don't need to have a separate one for traveling. You just put it on a battery, or just plug it in the car, fire it up, let it connect up to your telephone hotspot or whatever. So, you know, and then when you get to your place up north, you can have it connect to that Wi-Fi network, and you get out to your girlfriend's, you can have it connect to her Wi-Fi network. So there's a lot you can do, but you do got to get it connected up to your Wi-Fi on your phone, because that'll always be the first place you go, and then you can add networks from there. So, but you can easily use that one you got. You don't have to buy another. So if you ever want a hand with that, we can work on setting that up. And Rick, you can do everything you can do with the ClearNode, you can do with the one you build yourself. The problem is you're going to have to lay in the DV switch stuff and all that other stuff yourself, and it's a little clunky. Dave and I were monkeying with it a little bit back and forth, he more so than I. The one thing the conclusion we come to is that it's a little half-baked in some respects. So, you know, it can be frustrating. And that's the beauty, is that this guy that, you know, does this ClearNode, he's written a front end for the whole thing and tied it all together and made it quite convenient to, you know, but all he's doing is, you know, calling up the stuff that you'd be calling up separately or whatnot. So, but, you know, hats off. That's what makes the experience good. But, you know, it's nice because I can just pick up on my phone and I can very easily navigate somewhere and, you know, find something and, you know, I don't get all boogered up. So very, very mobile friendly. And the only thing, if I was one knock, hold on.